Welcome to 15 Minute Theatre, the only review show that squeezes a whole production into 900 seconds. The date is Friday the 5th of April, 2024, and we've just been to see Guys and Dolls. Open the house. So I'm James, and obviously this is Virginia, not Vicky. Who are you?
I'm Uncle James. Well, I'm James's niece, so it's Uncle James to me.
So they are, and we went to see a show last night, didn't we, in town?
We did.
How are you? You had a nice time?
I'm good today. It's been a really good week, hasn't
it? Yes, yes. It certainly has indeed, and topped off by this performance. Okay, so I am going to give you a little bit of information about it. Okay, so it was at the Bridge Theatre, which is a new theatre, newish theatre, isn't it? And it was in the round, and we had Owen Arthur playing Nathan Detroit, George Ioannidis playing Sky Masterton, Jonathan Andrew Holm playing Nicely Nicely Johnson, Ryan Pidgeon playing Betty South Street. And I'm not going to go through everyone, but that'll do for now, I think. Okie dokie. So, it was directed by Nicholas Heitner. Choreographer Arlene Phillips and James Cousins. Musical supervisor Tom Brady. Set designer Bunny Christie. And let's do that. Okay, so, would you mind telling the audience what it was about?
Well, it was set in the 1950s, mm-hmm. wasn't it? And it was about gamblers and sinners.
Yes.
And about how the mission was trying to get the gamblers to repent for their sins.
Okay.
And everyone was making bets with each other.
All the time, weren't they?
Yes.
Okay. And did you enjoy it?
Yes, we had a great time, didn't we?
Yeah. What did you like about it?
I thought the actors were fantastic. They were really good at singing. The set design was really cool.
So let's talk a little bit about the space, because we got, and this wasn't me being cheap, was it? But we got immersive seats, which meant that we're standing room only, yeah?
I was actually on stage, so I have been in a West End performance now.
Oh, yes.
I have, so I'm famous now.
Eat your heart out, Pam. That's my Virginia's sister, who is a very talented actress. We were down with the actors, and it started as we walked into the room. People were walking around playing cards with people.
You could buy hot dogs and pretzels.
And a hat.
We got a hat.
And they moved you around, didn't they? It's the same, because they had a race stage, and it would race different bits. And, we got ushered about a bit, but it really worked, didn't it?
It did. It was really cool.
Now, this is a musical that's probably, getting on for about 70, 80 years old.
Yeah, it's quite old now.
Yeah. Do you think it worked?
The story was really good, but we were saying the songs weren't quite as catchy.
Yeah, yeah. A couple were really good, weren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, you've got the big numbers like Stand Up, You're Rocking the Boat.
Yeah, that one was really good.
But how many encores did that have?
That was very funny. I enjoyed that.
Did you like that?
I did quite like that one.
Right, okay. Brilliant. What did you think? Did you think the staging worked? Because the problem with the round sometimes is you've got half the actors facing one way, half the actors facing the other, or...
I think it worked. The only problem was, sometimes I couldn't see because tall people would stand in front of me, but...
I'm sorry about that, but I did want to have a good view,
then the stage would race.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they just think of that. What about the look of it?
I thought the set design was really good.
Okay, so how do you do a set in the round? Because you can't have, backdrops and things like that, can you?
No, it's just props that would, drop down.
Yeah.
And what else? I don't know, the actors made it feel really, really good.
Right, okay.
It's like I was there.
Yeah.
With my hat.
Yes, exactly. What about the costumes?
I like the costumes, yeah. Especially the like debutantes. They were quite good.
Sorry, what are they?
The dancers.
Oh, the debutantes.
Well, that's what they were called, wasn't
it? Oh, were they? I can't remember.
I always forgotten already.
Yes, right, so let's talk a little bit about the dancing. Excellent dancing, brilliant chorus. Women and men of different sizes, mm-hmm. I think. And I think we can talk about that. So, you know, very often in the chorus line, everyone would be, like, the same height, the same width, very thin, you know. But we had people of different sizes. Do you think that worked?
I think it worked. I didn't notice anything different. It was good.
Yeah, it was great. So, let's talk a little bit about the performances. Okay, so who was your favourite?
Adelaide. She was really good.
Adelaide, she worked in the hot box, didn't she? There was a running storyline about her wanting to get married.
Uh-huh.
But she had some great numbers, didn't she?
Yeah, she was really good, and she was a really good singer.
Yeah. What about Skye? I quite like Skye Masterton.
Yeah, I quite like Skye Masterton.
Yeah, he was
I thought
good.
All the actors were really funny and good. Like,
yeah, they were. They were really, really good. In fact, I didn't... the thing with that sort of performance as well is they're acting around you, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know, they gave us a flyer for the mission. I'm going to go there tonight, I think. See if I can get rid of some of my sins.
You need to go.
you felt like you were always watching. There was always something to see. Okay, so it went on a bit, but it was the length was all right. 2 hours, 2.5 hours, including the interval, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really good.
Okay, and what about the storyline? What did you think about that?
I thought it was really good, but I didn't think the storyline with Skye and what was her name.
So the,
I didn't think that
the,
really resolved
the main. So the storyline with Skye and. His girlfriend and wife was that he had a bet that he would take her for dinner to Havana, and he won the bet, but then he won her over by becoming all religious, really, I guess.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? I thought she was okay. I don't know if it was my favourite performance of the night, I have to be honest, but it was okay.
I thought she was a brilliant singer. I liked
her. She was a very good singer. Was there anything you didn't like?
I guess my legs started to hurt after a while, but
yeah,
you don't
I mean,
have to stand.
I did see a few people leaning. We went and leant against the wall after a bit. There's that to bear in mind. There are seats as well. There's plenty of seats. So I have to say that it's running until August of this year, 2024, the year that of our Lord and Saviour, 2024, if that's what you're into. If not, don't worry. And the performances and the singing, I have to say that, all the music and the orchestra, top notch.
Yeah, the orchestra was really good.
And if you had to think of a standout moment, what would that standout moment be?
The dancing was good.
Yeah.
They were good.
Yeah, yeah. Are you a dance fan?
Not particularly.
No, so that's interesting, isn't it? Yeah, because I thought the dance really stood out for me as well. All right, so have you got anything else you want to talk about?
Thank you for taking me.
Yes, well, I should think so too.
Yeah.
All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back, we'll score it. Ooh. Okay, we're back. So before we get on to score it, it's our popular feature, Audience Antics, where we talk about something that we notice as an audience member. And I've got something I'd like to bring up. And this is just a great big thank you, Virginia, for being so quick at leaving the theatre.
Oh.
So usually we have to make about 100 toilet stops if I'm with Vicky, because she likes to be prepared. We had our... You had to put your stuff. We all had to put our like bags and coats in the cloakroom, which was free, I have to say, which is great. But there was a bit of a race to get there at the end.
I would say you led the race.
Well,
you definitely.
Thank you. I did spot. Well, there were these two guys who I saw out the corner of my eye were sneaking towards the exit. Did you see them?
I did see them.
I thought, I'm not letting those guys get away with it. So I also snuck, and then we basically ran up the stairs.
But, race.
But we were out of that theatre within about 3 minutes.
We were.
So there's a lesson for us all. All right, so I think we are good to score it. What do you reckon?
Yeah.
All right, so...
what are we scoring out of?
We're going to give these out of 10.
Okay.
So, performances. I am going to give it a 9. Excellent. Narrative and storyline, I'm going to give it a 7.
I was going to say 7 as well.
Oh, were you? Staging and technical.
I would give it a 9.
A 9. I'm going to give it a 9. Originality gets a 6 for me. It's not too original.
Maybe a 5.
5. Choreography?
9.
I am going to give it a 9 as well. Sound and music?
8.
7 from me. And was it worth it?
Yeah.
Out of 10?
9.
9. I am also going to give it a 9. All right, so this is a bit where I do some maths. Multiply by 5. Divide by 2. It's hard maths, isn't it? I worked out this equation.
That's 40.
Okay, so I can reveal it gets a 15-minute theatre star rating of 4. Gets a 4-star rating.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty good indeed. 4 stars on the nose. And it places it number 1 on our leaderboard, which is above Big Little Lies.
Oh.
It's not called Big Little Lies, but it's above that one anyway. Little Big Things.
Which
is a musical, which is good, but not as good as this. All right, did you enjoy yourself?
I did very much. Thank you for taking me.
Well, thank you for being on the show. Hopefully you'll come back and see some theatre soon, because Vicky's left, so don't get to see as much as we used to.
I will be
here. Lovely. All right, so, did you hear that, Virginia? That was a theatre bell.
Oh.
That means we're out of time. So, the curtain's down, the theatre's dark, and that was 15-minute theatre.